You're listening to episode 38 of the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie, and this is titled My Work-Life Balance Checkup.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Good morning, my friends. This is Dr. Donnie, and I am the host as well as the guest for this week. And I'm telling you why is because I want to share with you what I did last week and over the weekend, which was basically I did my own work-life balance checkup. So the week prior, I was in Yuma, Arizona at the police department and also the Tucson Fire Department that week. And I delivered a total of 7 4-hour workshops. So I did 28 hours of workshops, and everyone gets a workbook that they work through during this time, and they take it home with a project plan and begin using. And then on about workshop 4 or 5, I decided, you know what? It's been a little while since I have done this myself. I need to reflect on my own situation and start looking at things. So I want to share with you some of the things that came about with that, as well as after I came home from that week, my family had a little birthday party for me and things like that. Got to see 3 of my 4 kids. My 4th one lives too far away, about 3,000 miles or so. But I'll share with you a little bit about that. So this is the Dr. Donnie's work-life balance checkup. And there are 3 parts of it. And what I encourage you to do sometimes is to just self-assess a little bit. So there's the part. First part is self-care. As many of you know, if you've been listening for a while, self-care is foundational to work-life balance. I mean, it's actually the prerequisite for living a balanced life. And when I say self-care, I use 4 big buckets. And these are your physical care. How well are you taking care of your diet, you know, your nutrition, your exercise, your sleep? Now, yes, I know you don't sleep much, but you know, gotta still try though. Doesn't mean you don't try to get better sleep. And then the other part, your psychological care, or sometimes we call it emotional care, right? That self-care need. And then we get into our social needs as well as our spiritual needs. So I'm gonna go into that. And then after that, I have the family side and the work side. And normally I would go into family and talk about that, but actually I want to save that for last. I'll go into work and then I will talk a little bit about the family side. So this is my personal work-life balance checkup on myself. So when I look at it and I start with physical care, I think that, you know, actually I've been doing pretty good on this. I give myself a good thumbs up on this one, is that, you know, I generally eat well, thanks to my wife, of course, and helping out in that arena. We both enjoy cooking. And then when we eat out, we usually share a meal. And it's just one of those things that we do try to eat healthy. And so good checkup on that. And then exercise, I'll tell you, I've always been active, and it's really a part of my life. Whether I'm running or I'm using some dumbbells in the home, if I can't get to the gym or I'm in a gym. And of course, when I travel, I try to get the runs in, you know, the hotels, getting into the gym, even if there is one at the hotel, a little tricky anymore. It's like one person at a time, you have to schedule it. So, but I did do that once, got in at 5 in the morning, but you know, there's not much equipment there. But anyhow, overall, I think I do a pretty good job with that, eating and exercising. Now, the other one, sleep. I notice as I've gotten older, sleep is a little bit more challenging. And I'll tell you, if any of you dog lovers or, you know, animal lovers out there, like we are, you know, we have a dog, it's Charlie. And sometimes you'll hear Charlie on the podcast because he's barking in the background. If I'm home by myself, of course, it's driving me crazy. But Charlie, unfortunately, sleeps in the bed, and he likes to sleep on top of the pillows. He's a little dog. He's a little King Charles Spaniel. Great guy, but man, he doesn't sleep during the night. You know, catch his butt sleeping all the time during the day. So anymore, I'm starting to figure out, hey, if I can keep him up during the day, I will get a better night's sleep. So sleep, I give myself about a C+, B minus on sleep. You know, and I can feel it the next day. Plus, I wear one of those smart rings. I actually use it's called the Oura, O-U-R-A. No affiliation, or they're not a sponsor or anything like that, but just sharing it with you. But it gives me all the sleep data, you know, from sleep cycles, from heart rate to heart rate variability, all kinds of good stuff. So I look at that, but I notice that when I'm not sleeping well, everything else isn't quite just right. So that's where I'm at on that physical care. Sort of an A on the eating and exercise, C+, B minus on the sleep. So then I move over to my psychological care, or emotional care. You know, one of the things I really enjoy doing is, and I love to run outside. So it's a beautiful day right now. It's good. Well, beautiful for middle Ohio. You know, it's going to be maybe low 60s and it's sunny. So I really look forward to getting out on a run. And I go out on the streets as well as neighborhood parks and trails and just try to spend time outside. It really helps with my psychological self-care, you know, getting out in nature and reconnecting, just being out in the elements of that. So I really enjoy that. And then again, you know, I think sometimes on other podcasts, you've heard me talk about spillover. You know, if I don't get real good night's sleep, it does negatively spill over into that emotional stability, or, you know, am I irritable? If I don't get a lot of good sleep, I can't concentrate as well, perhaps like in writing and doing different things like that. So I give myself on that psychological need about a B, I would say. You know, that lack of sleep sometimes or tough night sleeping sort of wears on that that psychological need. So I need to check on that a little bit. Now, another one, the third one, social self-care. Now, I'm going to exclude family out of this and just the social side of things. As a trainer and researcher and a adjunct professor, you know, a lot of times I feel like I work on an island on my own. You know, I don't have the camaraderie in the firehouse or in the law enforcement department or anything like that, unless I'm physically there at one of them doing some training. But I don't have that. And I miss that. I really do. So on that social self-care, you know, I do reach out to some good friends and talk to them. But, you know, they live busy lives too and things like that. And the number of times we are able to get together, especially during the pandemic and things like that, have been much less. So on that social self-care need, I see that as probably about a C. Something that I do want to have an area of focus on is looking at that social self-care. And actually, once I finish recording the podcast, I will reach out to my buddy Bruce and see what he's up to. And maybe we can grab a coffee or a beer this week and sit and, you know, catch up with each other, things like that. So about a C or so on that social. Spiritual wellness, spiritual need, you know, we all have that. Now, for me, I do it through prayer. I am a Catholic Christian that looks at it through prayer. And I have been praying more. So I think the trend, and you know, I like to talk about trend lines. So the trend line's going up on the prayer. But I have not been back in church yet since the pandemic. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I have to be honest with myself. You know, I won't miss, you know, meeting someone or my wife or my family out to a restaurant, you know, that crowd doesn't bother me, or training, you know, things like that. But for some reason, I haven't stepped back into church. So that is something that's on the top of my list to start evaluating and say, you know what? I miss that. I need to get back into church. So on that spiritual piece, but I do pray often during the day, little increments, and just sort of feel like I constantly having that communication. And so I give myself a B on that, but definitely areas for improvement. So when I look at that, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm doing really well in my physical care, except for the sleep component. Pretty good on the psychological care, except of course that the sleep can interfere with that. The social, I need to re-energize that, put some more effort into that. And then the spiritual side, need to get that up to an A. I always believe that should be an A. That's where I'd like for it to be. And the only person that I can look to change that is the person in the mirror. So that's what I will look to do. Now, so that's that self-care, which I believe is foundational, because the better we take care of ourselves, the more effective we can be in our families and at work. So let me shift over to you, though, on the work side, is that I mentioned I was at the Yuma Police Department as well as the Tucson Fire Department the other week. And the big number of attendees came out of the Yuma. I was there for 6 workshops, and we had the law enforcement officers of the Yuma Police Department, as well as local area law enforcement agencies, as well as Border Patrol agents and ICE agents. And really, and we had husband and wife couples there. I mean, it was just a fantastic class. And a special thanks goes out to Ruth Hernandez. She is the law enforcement officer, also the training supervisor and manager of the Yuma Police Department. Just did an outstanding job. I mean, top notch with organization, getting people there. I mean, people literally were in their seats 3 minutes before each class, ready to go. It was just, it was just remarkable how well organized of an event it was. Now, something that was very interesting is that I would poll. Well, you know what? Let me back up for another second, because we're talking about how well organized it was. The other thing, a huge shout out I need to put out there to the 100 Club of Arizona, whether it's Iva Rohde with the being the program's manager, or Kelly, who was out there, the Southern liaison for the 100 Club, as well as all of the staff of the 100 Club and the organization itself, because they are the sponsor of that workshop. And it allowed me to go out there to actually conduct the training. And so thanks to training grants, to their wonderful donors that they have at the 100 Club of Arizona. So, I mean, truly, I absolutely honor them and completely just thank them all the time for all that they do for first responders. So if you ever get a chance, please give a great shout out and a thumbs up to the 100 Club of Arizona. Now, going back to the training, in each workshop, as it would start for my part, I would go in there and I would just ask people. I said, hey, you know, I'd have a room, 25 or so, 30 people in the room. And I'd say, hey, how many of you came here voluntarily? Raise your hand. And I'd have one or two hands go up. I said, how many of you were told you had to be here? Then all the hands went up. And I said, how many of you want to be here? Most of the hands went down. So I started off each of the 6 classes, knowing that I had a reluctant crowd in front of me. Now, when you think about that, it may scare you if you're the presenter, but you know what? A lot of times that is just the way it is. And I knew that that's how it's going to start, but I had a vision of how it was going to finish. And I'll tell you, the evaluations that Ruth, the training supervisor, gathered, as well as the emails that people sent me, were literally, I just want to share with you, they were off the charts. We had the greatest time out there, and we connected so well, and they felt like they learned so much. It was wonderful. And then Ruth sent a synopsis of some of the quotes that she had received off the evaluations. And I want to read some of those to you just to share with you what that week was like for my work. It says here, Dr. Hutchinson was relatable and knew how to engage the class. His tone and vibe made the class enjoyable. This course really helped me to recognize where I was coming up short in life and gave me a new set of tools to help me relocate where I want to be and how to get there. This course was one of the best classes I have attended in my career. Dr. Donnie was very knowledgeable and passionate about the topics. Thank you. Excellent and much needed course. Thank you. Provided excellent ways to get ourselves back into shape physically and mentally. Thank you. This is an amazing class. Everyone should learn the steps to transform themselves for the better person they can become. Great class, totally worth it. This is one of those courses that could be an all-day course. The 4 hours flew by, definitely recommending to others. Overall, the course and speaker were amazing, really helped to evaluate areas that need to be improved. The workshop is invaluable. every officer and their spouse should attend. I cannot recommend it enough. Excellent class, an eye-opener. My priorities will shift after taking this class. Great interaction, good flow of material. Really enjoyed myself in the class. Awesome and essential course, well presented. The professor definitely knows his subject matter. I feel every officer should attend this training. And lastly, we need more of this type of training, if possible, a family or couple training course. I mean, folks, when I read those, I mean, honestly, I feel so blessed and honored to have, it's a privilege to serve first responders and to be able to take a course, a 4-hour course that we talk about where you're at in your current reality of work-life balance and self-care, where you desire your future to be. And then I help you and we build a tactical work-life balance improvement plan to get you from point A to point B. And then I get remarks like this on evaluations. And this is just the sample of it, probably maybe a dozen of them there. But truly, it was a fantastic week, fantastic workshops. But the people, they knowing that they tell me they want to now become a better husband and a better father. I mean, it was just amazing. And to top it off, that was the huge cake of that week of work. And that was, it was a busy week. I mean, cause I did early shift. I did late shift. So I was working till, you know, midnight, or actually it was 3 a.m. My Eastern time, but, and then up the next morning for early shifts. But as I tell the departments that I work with, I'm coming there to work. So put me to work and I will do whatever needs to get done. Now that week, the icing on the cake was I had a live Newsmax interview on TV about the workshop and working with law enforcement and Border Patrol and ICE agents. And it was a great 4 minutes. If you have an interest in it, I'd be happy to email you a link on that. So, but the work, I'll give myself, it was actually the best week of work I've ever had. 28 hours of workshops. It was an extremely busy week, but the most rewarding and one that I will always remember and always cherish. So thank you to all the law enforcement officers that I met and firefighters at the Tucson Fire Department. And thank you to the 100 Club of Arizona, and thank you to the Yuma Police Department. Now, shifting that over to family. So I came home from that long week. And then a few days later, my family had a little birthday party. Basically what, you know, I got to cook out. I cooked out some burgers and my wife made a bunch of food. My in-laws came over and brought desserts and stuff like that. My son and his girlfriend, my son who is a firefighter and also actively in the Army National Guard. He's a part-time firefighter working to become a full-time one. And my two daughters that I have in the home, they're Hannah's a junior and Gabrielle's a senior. And then my oldest daughter's in California, Los Angeles. So she was not there. But when I think about family, I want to, you know, all of you know how much I enjoy family and how much I love family. And I received, it was a beautiful day, or I should say evening. For that birthday, because what it was is that my wife got me a beautiful card, and you know, just it's nice, you know, when things are going well and you feel like, hey, you're the man of that woman's dreams and things like that. So on top of my game as a husband, I should say, right, as in work-life balance, I've been spending quality time and doing some fun things, so that has been going well. My son, he brought me over it's sort of an inside gift, a 6-pack of Longboard lager and beer. And the reason why is that because when he was shipped off to Afghanistan, he was actually not even 21 years old yet, but that last night, before he was heading out, you know, he came home briefly and then he was heading back to Fort Bragg to head out to Afghanistan for a 9-month deployment, is that I bought this Longboard beer and he and I opened up a beer And I had a final toast to him and said, "Hey, I'm keeping the rest of this six pack in my closet." And I said, "We'll open the rest when you come home safely from Afghanistan." So when he did come home from Afghanistan, came back, we definitely popped those open and had a huge toast. And then, so that's what he gave me for my birthday. So it's ironic and funny, but just the symbolism of, you know, that's a little bit of a bond that we built between each other. And I'll tell you, I'm still learning things. I have a lot more to learn about all that he went through in Afghanistan, because some of those stories are just starting to come out with that. And then another highlight, my oldest daughter, Gabriella, you know, it's one of those things where always on top of things, but she's been running a very busy schedule, got behind, and said, "Dad, your birthday presents are arriving a few days late." So it's one of those things. And I'm sure many of you may have experienced that. But my youngest daughter, Hannah, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is that my youngest daughter, Hannah, is that she wrote me a card, or she got me a card and then wrote a message in it. And I'm sharing this with you again, not as a pat on my back, but I'm sharing it with you to let you, I really want you to feel the connection that we fathers and we parents, but mostly, you know, I can speak to it from a father perspective, that we can have on our children, especially our daughters. You don't underestimate the power that and the effect that you can have. So it's a beautiful card that is just a blank card. So it's a picture of, I'll share with you what the picture is. And this is what she said. "Dad, I've had this card tucked away for a couple of months now. It was one of my favorite pieces of art titled Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Latte. I was wanting to," and I probably butchered that pronunciation. I was wanting to give it to someone who truly deserved it, someone who is important to me, someone I admired. This person is you. Today in school, I asked many people, some of whom know me very well and some I've only occasionally, have known only occasionally, and asked them this question: who do you think is the most influential person? And their responses were as follows. And it says, and they have it written on the top of the card, "Your dad, your dad, your dad, your dad," in about 20 different handwritings. She goes on to say, "I talk about you all the time, from your career and your successful trips out to Arizona, to the little notes you put with my lunches. I share with my friends and teachers on how lucky I am to have you as a dad. I've never met anyone so loving and caring before. You tell me frequently that you are proud of me, but Dad, I am proud of you. Always know that I have your back. You can count on me, and I love you so much. Here's the many, many more morning coffees, sunroom talks, beach walks, and birthday celebrations. Happy birthday, Dad. Love always, Hannah." Now, one thing she usually puts on there, "Your favorite child," but she left that off this time, all joking aside. But I'm telling you guys, man, did that bring tears to my eyes when I read that the first time, and I still get choked up when I read it. The effect that we can have on our kids, we just don't know. Now, I'm giving you a very positive effect. Now, there's another story I have to share with you. My oldest daughter, Rachel, did not attend my birthday party. She lives in Los Angeles and I'm in Dayton, Ohio, so understandably so. But on the other hand, it's one of those things to where, you know, not everything in life and not everything in families are sunshines and rainbows, as, you know, Rocky Balboa's famous quote, right? Work-life balance, family relationships, sometimes they ebb and flow. And with my oldest daughter, I have, it's more in that ebb and flow to where I wish it were better. I wish it were stronger. And I looking at things and I'm like, okay, I need to really spend some time on trying to troubleshoot this. How do I foster a closer relationship with someone that is 2,500 miles away. How do I do that? You know, whether it's trying to talk more on the phone or FaceTime, but it's how do I foster that? So that when I look at my work-life balance, you know, and I say with my kids, 3 out of 4, fantastic. And the 1 out of 4 needs work, and to be honest with you, needs lots of work. And it's something that, you know, I can tell life's just not the same, you know, for me, as in, you know, I feel that strain, that struggle, you know, because I remember what a great relationship used to be with her, what it was like. And I really long to get that back. And so being open and honest with you, you know, that's something that I'm working on. It's something tugs on me that I'm not happy with where that's at. So like many of you, you know, we all have things. I have things to work on. Just because I teach self-care and work-life balance doesn't mean I live a picture-perfect life. We all have our challenges. We all have our struggles. And so I wanted to share with you that work-life balance assessment for me, you know, when it comes to my self-care, my work, and my family. So all in all, family, for the most part, doing very, very well. Talked about the one, you know, the piece that I have that needs more emphasis, more attention, and stronger bonds to, you know, come back together on. Work has been going very, very well, and have been enjoying it and feel very blessed to do it. And the self-care, for the most part, as I mentioned, good, but I have my areas to work on. So what I encourage you to do, and the reason why I shared this in the podcast, is because periodically, I want you to reflect on, how are you doing with your self-care? You know, how are you doing with that diet, with that exercise, with your sleep and preventive health, right? How are you doing with that? And then your psychological care. Are you talking to someone when you go through an incident? You know, whether that's fire, whether it's law enforcement, are you talking to someone? Are you using your peer support? Do you have a wellness app that you're using? Are you using it, right? So, or do you have a culturally competent coach or therapist to talk to? You know, you want to work on those, you know, really address that psychological need. And here's another one. A lot of times, 99.9% of people think of using a therapist or a coach only after they go through things and they don't feel the same, and they can't seem like they feel like they're recovering. But what I want to put out, I'd ask you to welcome a challenge from me. And that is, could you go out and contact, whether it's a coach or a culturally competent therapist or someone, peer support, and have a mental wellness checkup? In other words, like a preventive health checkup. I mean, why we do that for our physical bodies, we go get it checked up. Why don't we go ahead and do that for our minds, our emotions, right? That psychological need. Why don't we go talk to someone when things aren't out of whack, right? Why don't we talk to them? Because I think that can help us stay to where we're addressing those psychological needs, and maybe it can help us become more resilient. So something to think about on that. And then the social self-care that you guys do, I think generally you probably do a pretty darn good job of that. And then the spiritual care, you know, assess where you're at on that, how much you're working, how much time you're spending at work. And I don't mean just the paid work, the volunteer, the projects, all the community events, all the things that, you know, you have opportunities to do, you know, maybe a little checkup on that, as well as your family, how you doing with your spouse or significant other, as well as your children. And maybe parents and things like that. You know, my mother's an assisted living center. And before I record this podcast, I said to myself, oh yeah, I need to call and schedule a visit with her. So I do my weekly visit, depending on where my schedule is, but I get that weekly visit in, right? So, you know, we have family out there too. So with that, again, I wanted to share something so you get to know me, your podcast host, a little bit more intimately about some of the places, successes that I'm having in work-life balance, as well as some of the challenges that I have in work-life balance.
And lastly, I'll close the podcast with this. I ask God to please bless all of you, to keep you all healthy, happy, and safe. And may you work towards and align your day-to-day behaviors with your priorities in life. I'm Dr. Donnie Hutchinson, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Oh, yes, there was one other piece. And that is, if you like this podcast, I would love for you to go out to your podcast platform, wherever you listen to it at, and give it a great rating out there if you would. If you have any comments, or if you have a guest that you'd like to hear, or perhaps you would like to be a guest, please feel free to email me at Donnie with an IE at DonnieHutchinson.com. Thank you all very much and have a great day. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.